All right, let's dive in. This one's for you. You want to know what's up with Canada's political scene?
Right.
Specifically, you're looking at the Conservatives and the Liberals,
Yep.
and you even sent us the goods, like straight from the source.
Oh, yeah.
The Conservatives' policy declaration from their 2023 convention and the Liberals' 2023 official policies. Talk about a head-to-head.
Yeah, I'm really excited to dig into these.
Me too. I already peeked. And let me tell you, some of this stuff. Whoa, didn't see that coming.
Oh, really?
You're going to give us the expert breakdown, right? Help us connect the dots.
Absolutely. I think we can unpack some really interesting stuff here.
I'm all ears. Let's do it.
Okay, well, right off the bat, the way these two parties frame their core principles, it's night and day.
Yeah, it really is. Like different planets. The
Yeah.
conservatives, it's all about fiscal responsibility, freedom, strong provinces. They even talk about like the value of human life as a core principle.
Yeah, it's very strong language, focused on the individual, property rights, balanced budgets, almost like a blueprint for individual success.
This is how you win in our Canada kind of thing.
Exactly.
Then you switch over to the Liberals, and boom, total vibe shift.
Cool.
Social justice, equity, climate change.
Yeah, it's more about the collective, right?
Huge emphasis on like, we're in this together.
Yeah, well-being, affordable housing, combating disinformation.
Less every man for himself, more let's make sure everyone's got a shot.
Yeah, definitely more of a safety net focus.
So, okay, two totally different starting points, two different Canadas almost.
Right.
What do you make of that? Like philosophically?
Well, it's like the foundation, right?
Yeah.
Everything else they propose has got to flow from that.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
Both parties pick some, shall we say, hot button issues to really push.
Yeah, the ones that get people fired up.
Headlines, debates, the whole nine yards. The
Exactly.
conservatives, for example, this is a bold one, wanna abolish the Indian Act. Full stop, replace it with a First Nations Land Ownership Act.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Huge. Talk about potential for like massive change.
Absolutely. More control for First Nations over their land, resources. I mean, potentially huge economic opportunities.
Wouldn't that also be insanely complicated?
Oh, without a doubt. Think about all the existing treaties, land claims,
Yeah.
and could you even guarantee fairness between different First Nations?
Yeah.
So much to consider there.
Then there's their stance on crime.
Yeah.
Very law and order, tougher sentences across the board. They want to support a sex offender registry. They even oppose the idea of what they call courts of cultural and religious persuasion operating under federal law.
It's definitely appealing to a certain segment of the population who want a stricter system, for sure.
And we got to talk about their stance on they call it life-altering medicinal or surgical interventions on minors under 18 to treat gender confusion or dysphoria.
Yeah, that one's a lightning rod.
Yeah, this is
Yeah.
it's everywhere, right? Not just Canada.
Oh, absolutely. This is
Yeah.
like a global conversation about gender identity, parental rights, health care for kids. It's heavy
It
stuff.
really is. Lots of strong feelings on all sides.
Yeah, definitely.
Another big one for the conservatives, resource development.
Oh, yeah, they're all in on that.
Pipelines, mining, offshore drilling. It's all about economic growth for them.
Responsible resource development, they call it.
Help create jobs, boost the economy, all that.
Energy independence, too.
But, I mean, how does that square with climate change, right? That's the big question.
Yeah, and their answer is no carbon taxes, no cap and trade.
Those just kill growth and don't actually work, is what they say.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, so that's a taste of the conservative side. Now, what about Team Red? What are the liberals hitting hard on?
Climate change, for sure. That's their top priority.
Yeah, night and day compared to the conservatives.
Absolutely. Big investments in green infrastructure, phasing out fossil fuel subsidies. They want to hit those emission targets hard.
Okay, but how do you phase out fossil fuels without, tanking the economy, especially in places that depend on those jobs?
Right, it's a transition for
Okay.
sure. But they're betting on the long game. New jobs in green energy, green tech, that kind of thing.
Affordable housing is another big one for them.
Yeah, huge problem in Canada.
They want to tackle homelessness, increase affordable units, and they talk about systemic issues,
Yeah,
right?
so it's not just building more houses, it's looking at the root causes.
Poverty, discrimination, all that.
Exactly.
Oh, and they're pushing for a guaranteed livable basic income.
Now, that's a big idea.
I mean, everyone having a safety net, that would be huge.
Huge potential impact for sure. Less poverty, better health, more freedom for people to pursue education, maybe even start businesses.
But is it even doable? financially.
Well, that's the million-dollar question, yeah. Right? Critics say it's just too expensive, could discourage work, lead to higher taxes.
You know, it's interesting, though, both parties are worried about foreign interference.
Yeah, different flavors of it, but it's definitely top of mind for both.
Yeah, liberals are worried about disinformation, election meddling.
Right, and the conservatives are concerned about things like foreign funding of activist groups.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So, okay, they might disagree on the who and the how, but protecting Canada from outside influence, that's common ground.
Definitely a sign of the times.
So maybe, just maybe, there's some hope for, like, actual productive dialogue.
Yeah, even with all the differences, we're seeing some hints of shared priorities.
And that's where we'll pick up next time, because believe it or not, there's even more common ground hiding beneath the surface.
Oh yeah, we're just getting started. All right, welcome back.
Round two.
We've got our contenders, right? Conservatives, freedom and economy, versus the liberals, social justice and government action.
Battle lines drawn.
But let's play what if for a second.
Okay, I like this game.
What if the conservatives just sweep it? Majority government. They get to do whatever they want.
The conservative candidate.
Buckle up. Remember that whole abolishing the Indian Act thing?
Yeah, the Land Ownership Act. That was a big one.
Some people think that could completely change the game for indigenous communities.
How so?
More economic power, more control over their own future, like really self-sufficient.
But others are like, whoa, hold on. That's a recipe for chaos.
Oh, yeah. Tons of potential problems. Legal battles over land. Some First Nations getting way richer than others.
And you'd need the First Nations on board, right? This isn't just something you impose.
Absolutely. It's got to be a partnership. Lots of different voices within those communities.
Okay, so that's one potential shakeup. What about their resource development plans?
More pipelines, more mining.
All while being environmentally responsible? How's that going to work?
They say it can be done, right? Extract resources, protect the environment.
But they also don't want carbon taxes. They don't want cap and trade.
Right. It's a tough balancing act, for sure.
And then there's their whole tough on crime stance.
More cops, longer sentences.
Does that, like, actually solve anything? Or just fill up prisons?
Well, that's the age-old debate, isn't it? Some people think it deters crime. Others think it just creates more problems.
Okay, let's flip the script. Liberals win a majority. They get to call the shots.
Get ready for a green revolution. Big investments in green stuff, phasing out fossil fuels. It's going to be a whole different energy landscape.
But what about those jobs, all those people working in oil and gas?
It's going to be disruptive, no doubt about it.
They're basically saying, we're willing to take that hit.
They're banking on those green jobs coming in to fill the gap, renewable energy, all that.
And they're serious about affordable housing.
Oh, yeah. They've got big plans.
Right.
Building more units, but also tackling those systemic issues.
Poverty, discrimination, the deep stuff.
But that takes time, right? It's not like you just snap your fingers and fix those problems.
And then there's that basic income idea.
Everyone gets a check just for existing.
Whoa, that would be wild.
Think about it, though. Less poverty, people healthier, they could maybe go back to school, start businesses. There's a lot of potential there.
But how do you pay for it? Wouldn't taxes have to go way up?
Yeah, that's the big question. And would it make people less likely to work? There's no easy answers here.
Okay, but let's be real. Majority governments in Canada. Pretty rare.
True. So what happens if it's another minority situation?
Ah, now things get interesting.
Now you got to make deals, compromise, those points of agreement we talked about.
Like the broadband internet, the skilled immigrants.
Yeah, that's where the action's going to be.
So maybe a minority government is actually, like, more productive in a way.
Maybe. They have to work together, right? Can't just ram through their agenda.
Okay, we've talked big picture, but let's zoom in.
Get personal.
You, the listener, sitting at home. How does all this affect you?
Yeah, like, what does it actually mean for your life?
Let's say you're a young couple trying to buy your first house.
Ouch, tough market these days.
Conservatives are all about lower taxes, but maybe those liberal housing investments would help you more directly.
Right, depends on your situation.
Or imagine you're Indigenous living in a remote community.
Conservatives say land ownership is the answer, but that comes with a lot of unknowns.
Liberals are talking about addressing those systemic problems, but that could take years.
And if you're working in the oil sands, well, your future looks very different depending on who's in charge.
It's like those choose-your-own-adventure books.
Right. Different paths, different outcomes.
But the point is, this isn't just some abstract political game, right? It's about real people's lives.
Yeah. And it's up to all of us to stay informed, get involved, make our voices heard.
Because ultimately, the future of Canada...
It's in our hands.
It's in our hands. All right, Final round. We've covered a lot of ground. Conservatives, liberals, their big ideas, and how all this could actually play out in your life.
Yeah, but we don't just want to leave you with a head full of facts, right?
Right. Yep. What's the point of all this if we don't actually learn how to, like, think about this stuff?
Exactly. Because, let's be honest, politics can get pretty ugly.
Oh, yeah. It's all just, like, mudslinging and yelling sometimes.
It's easy to just react, you know? Yeah. Get caught up in the emotions of it all.
Totally. But if we actually want to have, like, a real conversation about Canada's future...
You got to go deeper.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do we break out of that, like, negativity spiral?
One thing is to realize a lot of these arguments, they come from really deep values.
Okay, like what?
Well, take the conservatives. Their whole thing about freedom, limited government.
That's not just some random talking point, right?
Right. It probably comes from a belief in self-reliance, personal responsibility.
The idea that, like, the government should stay out of your way and let you succeed.
Exactly. And the liberals. Social justice, government intervention. That could come from a really strong sense of empathy.
Wanting to help those who need it most.
Yeah, a belief that we have to work together to solve problems.
So maybe if we can see those values, those, like, core beliefs, maybe we find more common ground.
You might disagree on the how, but you actually agree on the what.
We all want a better Canada, right?
Yeah.
Just different ideas about how to get there.
Right. And another thing, we got to be aware of our own biases.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got them.
We all come to this with our own baggage, right? Our own experiences, our own beliefs.
It's impossible to be totally neutral.
So got to be honest with yourself. Why do I feel so strongly about this? What am I assuming? Am I even open to hearing other sides?
Those are good questions to ask.
Because otherwise, you just end up in an echo chamber, right? Hearing the same things over and over.
Okay, so, challenge for our listener. As you're learning about all this, try to spot the assumptions.
Like, what's baked into each party's proposals?
The conservatives and resource development, for example, are they assuming that economic growth is always the top priority?
Even if it means some environmental impact.
And the liberals and climate change. Are they assuming that we need to act drastically, even if it hurts the economy in the short term?
Because by seeing those assumptions, you can start to question them.
And maybe find a better way forward.
Because at the end of the day, governing is about making choices.
Ugh, choices.
There's no magic bullet, right? You gotta weigh different priorities,
yeah.
Find compromises.
And that's where you come in, dear listener.
Your voice matters.
This isn't just about politicians in Ottawa.
It's about all of us deciding what kind of Canada we want.
So, last question. Think about it.
What kind of political culture do we want?
One where everyone's just shouting at each other, calling each other names.
Or one where we actually listen. Try to understand where the other side's coming from.
Even if we disagree.
Because that's how we move forward.
That's how we build a better Canada together.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you learned something, maybe even changed your mind about a thing or two.
And most importantly, we hope this inspires you to get involved.
Stay curious, stay engaged, and keep those conversations going.
Because the future of Canada, it's up to all of us.